Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently in the 20s outside, and the sun is beaming brightly through the windows, and we're thrilled about another wonderful Wednesday to serve King Jesus. My day yesterday was blessed of the Lord. It was a hard workout of flying and under the hood and flying on with one engine shut down, not totally, but zero thrust, and steep turns and stalls and all kinds of different things in the airplane of annual training and working on different proficiency items. And so the Lord blessed in a mighty way as we were able to work on all of that. I'll have to go back in a couple weeks to finish up everything, but I appreciate your prayers. Also, last night, great time in Bible Institute, teaching the Word of God and investing in the lives of others. Today, we're already busy about the Father's business in the office and preparing to work in different aspects of the ministry today and visiting and preparing for our evening preaching time at the church. And so thank you for praying about all of that and asking God to bless like only He can. In your Bible today, I would like for you to look with me at the very last verse of the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16 and verse number 20. "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen." I love this passage because this is the passage that Jesus Christ gives to His people. And He commissions them. It's the great command. He tells them that this is what you are to do. You are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You're not supposed to pray about going into all the world. You're not supposed to strategize about going into all the world. You're supposed to go. Go into all the world. Oftentimes we miss God's best for us because we try to wiggle out of a simple command. And the command is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in verse number 20, the Bible says, "And they went forth." And I wonder today, are we going forth? How does that look with our churches? Can you say with a clear conscience that your local church is going forth? "And they went forth." Does your church go forth with the gospel? Does your church have an evangelistic outreach in your community where you go forth and they went forth? Are you going forth in your community? Does the people in your church know that your church is an evangelistic church? We talk about our churches dying. We talk about our churches, the attendance is down. We talk about our Sunday schools being down. I wonder today, are we obeying our commander in chief? He says to go forth. And they went forth. What else did they do? The Bible says, and they preached everywhere. Everywhere they went, they preached the word of God. Can that be said of our churches? Are we going forth, number one? And number two, are we preaching everywhere? Are we telling everyone the good news of the gospel of the grace of God? I hope that that can be said of our churches. The Bible also says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them." This is the priceless component of going forth and preaching everywhere. The Lord works among us. I wouldn't be part of a place that God wasn't working. We have to see Him working among us. We have to sense His Spirit moving in our services and in our Sunday schools. I failed to mention it, but we had record attendance on Sunday. A record attendance. Attendance that we haven't seen in many, many years. And God is building our Sunday school. The Lord is working among us. And we give Him glory for that. And I'm grateful for that. But they went forth, they preached everywhere, the Lord working, confirming His word with signs following. And I am interested today in this great Bible truth of the Great Commission, the Great Command. Let's be faithful to obey our Commander-in-Chief and go forth everywhere preaching and teaching and seeing God work in the lives of our church. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.